Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
RQ, before we get back to your calls here, and it's been a while, BT, because we obviously were off a couple of Wednesdays with the holidays and all that, so it's been a while. I have one here in the holster for a while.
I miss this.
That I've been wanting to ask you.
I like this.
Number one, would you rather hang out with your coworkers in an actual suite or hang out with the coworkers down first row on the ice?
Oh, I would.
And obviously there's a reason I'm asking this, and I'll get to it in a
second.
Yeah,
let me see here. I'm going to sit on the boards, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on the boards, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, suites are fun, but I'm taking the action on the ice.
So we went to the Islander game a couple weeks before Christmas, right, when we went with the fan guys, and they always treat us well, and we go out there and have fun. We're having a suite. And then the usual operation is you hang in the suite, and then for a period you get to go down and watch the game first row right on the ice in Mr. Ledecky's seats. And we're ready to go down, and half the guys, now you had to leave for something else.
I had to go to a 40th birthday party.
McMonagle, Izzo, they're like, meh, we're good. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't want to go down to the ice and watch the game?
Really?
And it ended up being, I forget who went, it was just me, Hop.
Keith went. I know Keith went down
he went with Gio.
Yeah,
there was a couple of groups that had to go down because there were so many people. But then Hop, who was it, Hop, that went? Me, you, Loogie,
and Gallo.
And it was Gallo, okay, right. So the four of us, Gallo, Hop, Loogie, and me, we're like, yeah, screw it, we'll go down, only four of us. The rest of the guys stay in the suite. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Well, they're lazy asses. They wanted to eat and drink. They didn't want to move. That's
I guess
why.
That's the point. Probably wanted the food more so than the action.
And the booze.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a lame move. So you're with me.
I'm on the ice.
Yeah, you get an opportunity to go down the ice. You take it.
Mm-hmm.
You get off your rear end and you go down on the ice. All right, number two. If your recycling blows down the street because of the wind, would you put an effort in to go track it down and clean it up?
Dude, you got to be asking me this for a reason because we don't live too far from each other, and it is, but the wind is hellacious. Let me tell you something. So last night, I'm out of my mind this morning. The, the wind is howling last night for some reason. Now, I do appreciate the effort because I usually do this. You'll do it sometimes, but there's so many boxes because the way ours go was I guess it's the first Wednesday of the month.
Right.
And we had so many boxes from Christmas. And then, of course, Colt's birthday is early January as well. We had boxes everywhere. So I had to go to the orthopedic surgeon yesterday, whatever. I get back, blah, blah, blah. Watching the St. John's game. Jen goes, I'm going to go out and put the boxes now. I'm like, wow, that's a big effort. That's a big ask. I thought I was going to get stuck with it, which I would have done.
Right.
But I appreciated that she was doing it because it was probably five trips, maybe more. Long story short, of course, this is what drives me nuts about, like, women. I don't know how else to say it. Like, they change their mind a million times. So she goes out and she puts them out, which, I appreciate. And then about an hour later, she comes back. You know, I'm watching, what the hell was that? I think I was watching politics, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's after the St. John's gets laid. She comes back into the room from doing whatever. I really think I should go outside and, you know, the boxes are getting knocked around. I said, all right. I think she was thinking that I was going to get out of my bed and out of our bed. I'm not going anywhere. I showered. I'm in my pajamas. I got my hand down my pants like Bundy. I ain't moving anywhere. St. John's 1-10. I'm good. So if somebody's moving, it's you. So, right? So anyway, it's a true story. So she's throwing the line, like hinting and hinting. Yeah, I'm like, all right, good luck. I'm like, don't forget to turn the alarm off because we turned the alarm on. That was like my final reminder. I'm honestly not moving. Right? So, oh God. To her credit, she goes out, she reassembles because they were going everywhere. And she does it. And then, dude, like an hour later, things hitting against the side of the house. So I know we're waking up to Wizard of Oz, basically Kansas, the next morning.
Nasty wind last night.
I woke up. I said, I don't give a bleep. I said this. I said, I don't give a bleep where these things are. I'm getting in my car and I'm driving. I'm driving over them. I'm going to work, right? So, but I couldn't do it. Like the good person in me could not do that to my home and my neighbors, right? So I'm in the store. I haven't had a drop of coffee yet. I'm half asleep. It's freaking freezing out. Sal, what I'd say, there's boxes within a 30-yard radius. 30 yards.
All over.
I go, and like a good husband, like a good neighbor, like a good dad, I put the boxes at perfect, like I'm in.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson here to talk Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The military. As soon as I start walking to my car, hand to Bible. They flew everywhere. I actually threw my coffee. I smashed it in the ground. I get in my car. I wish I could just curse. I'm like, bleep this. I just left. I drove for stuff, and I said, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, I tried. I've had, you just can't, I get why people would want to do it, bring the boxes out the night before. You can't do it with the wind. I learned this the hard way at my prior house. I wake up one morning, the box is all over the place, and I feel guilty. So, like, you're right. The human nature part is like, oh, crap, that's my... Because if it were blowing on my lawn...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not cleaning up your stuff. You couldn't get it.
No, and it's got our names on it, too, from some of the packages,
right?
That's
exactly right, so they know who it is.
Otherwise, I really wouldn't care.
So, yeah. Just let it go. I do think sometimes it's like it's too far gone.
You can't go
searching the neighborhood for every piece that blew away.
Yes.
But yeah. This morning I was cleaning up stuff that wasn't even mine. Neighbors
and I've done that before. I'm a good neighbor. Like I'll bring others like their trash cans in, or I'll shovel like if they're not home. Like I'm a good neighbor, but I was at my wit's end today.
Like a good neighbor, BT is there. BT last is one there. For you. Favorite late night talk show host of all time,
Conan. I think he's the wittiest. Like, Conan, I belly laugh with Conan. Like, I his mannerisms, like, what he... I can't do a rawr. Like, when he's got an attractive woman up there. Like,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, listen, Carson was brilliant, and Letterman was amazing, and I don't really... Kimmel's awful.
What?
I'm not a Kimmel guy. I think...
I like Kimmel.
I don't like him anymore.
Fallon?
Fallon was really good. I'm not a big fan. I don't really watch. I watch the news at night.
Right.
Quite frankly,
well, you could go back to what you used to watch.
I do. Like if I stumbled upon Carson, like a late night, on one of these old channels, he's really, really good. I just think that Conan. I think they're all brilliant and they've got great writers and their deliveries are unique and different. To me, Conan, like I truly laugh out loud, like a true laugh, like my God, this guy's funny.
Yeah.
Conan, how about you?
I think Letterman, and it's not even close. I was always a Dave guy. I love Letterman. I mean, Leno was okay at times, and I used to, if he had a good guest on Leno, like let's say he had Sandler on.
I liked Leno. I always thought, I liked Jay Leno. I did. You didn't like it? I get it.
He's all right. And I've done a lot. Like I love one of my favorite movies. I can't even remember the name of it. I think it was called Late Night or Late Night Shift, whatever it was. But there was a movie,
The Late Shift.
Based off of the book that was out about taking over for Carson and how that went down.
Wow.
And then I've read a lot of stuff about Letterman. I'm a huge Dave Letterman fan.
Letterman's a jerk, everybody says. No, he's an ass to everybody.
I'm not buying that.
What do you mean? Everybody says that he's a jerk.
I don't buy it. I mean, he probably was dealing with a lot of pressure.
So are the other guys. I bumped into Conan in a restaurant. Couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, well, you know why?
Nicest guy in the world.
He wasn't as good as Letterman.
By the way, this was like 15 years ago, kind of at the top of his game. Like, not when he went to TBS, whatever it was.
You met him?
No, I just really think
think he's hysterical. And part
he's
of it,
okay,
you know,
but
you
know he's
what
an
it is
too?
Can I, you know what it is too? I love actors. I know he's not an actor, but I love actors who have that physical element, like John Ritter from Three's Company, Jim Carrey,
like Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, of course. And Conan has, like, Letterman didn't move. I think that he's the smartest of all of them. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, Letterman was always my favorite. And I'm with you now. Like, I think Kimmel's the closest to Letterman, which is why if I were to go with anybody now, I would pick Kimmel over the other two, Colbert and Fallon. And not to disrespect those guys, but they're just not my style necessarily.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Some of the elements are fun on those, but to me, Letterman was just the man.
The standard, huh?
Yeah, I love
really?
Dave. Oh, love Dave Letterman. Yeah, he'd be a dream interview for me.
So like, he's like the Jordan.
I used to live in the apartment building above the studio.
He's on the west side.
My last year, like 52nd Street, right above the Sullivan Theater. I lived on there 1 year after I moved from.
You hoping he was going to bring you on as guest one night? Hey,
no,
we're out. Get the guy up in apartment 3R. See what he's got.
As I was walking around to go to the gym just around the block one day, somebody offered tickets to his final show.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up going to that.
For free?
Tickets. Yeah. Well, tickets
what?
For free then. Yes, his last ever show. All the stars that he had lined up. I still have my ticket stub. I love that. Being there in the building for Dave Letterman's final show.
That's amazing,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that was love.
Who was the main guest that night? Do you remember?
I think they had, and everybody was asking this. Yeah. Actually, there were news crews, and I think it was like 880 or whatever. It was like, hey, who are you excited to see for Dave Letterman's final show? And I'm like, Dave Letterman. I don't care about him again.
He had them
all lined up, like Seinfeld, okay. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think, was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey was there. I forget, but they had a whole top 10 list. He had 10.
Halle Berry was on with him quite a bit. Was she there that night?
No.
She was always on with him.
I don't think they did a specific guest. They had the 10 people for the top 10 list.
Okay.
And then I think it was just Dave, if I'm not mistaken.
Have you seen another talk show aside from him in person?
Good question. No, I don't recall. I've been to Letterman many times, but not.
I never saw Letterman. I went to Colbert when I was doing the a lot of TV stuff for CBS back then. Like, they got me really good. Not to drop that, but that's really the only reason I went. Like, I thought he was funnier on comedy. Where was he on
Comedy Central?
Channel, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be totally honest. The politics have become too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I don't pay attention to the politics.
It's become too much.
You're right. It's a lot of political.
It's too much. I want to laugh. I don't want to think. It's too much.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. We'll reset. Get you down with the king topic of the day. We were talking Aaron Rodgers to start the show. We'll do that with your calls as well. 888-808-1019.